From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Monday, May 23rd. Coming up, one couple found their only way to afford health insurance was to file for divorce. We'll learn about efforts to fix the so-called family glitch in the Affordable Care Act coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Illinois Prisoner Review Board's operations slowed to a crawl in recent months after state senators rejected two nominees to the board and a third resigned. Caroline Kobzanski reports the board will have its first parole hearing in months next week.
The board had to postpone its March and April parole hearings after it lost three members in 1 week. Governor J.B. Pritzker appointed two new members in the final hours of the legislative session, restoring the board's quorum. Jennifer Sobel of the Illinois Prison Project welcomes the upcoming parole hearings.
The resumption of those hearings is a really good sign that the PRB is back on track. They have a quorum.
The board will consider possible parolees next week for the first time since February. I'm Caroline Kobzanski.
Early voting is underway in Illinois until the June 28th primary. Aaron Ammons, the Champaign County clerk, has worked to expand voting locally. When he first took office, there were only 10 early voting locations. This year, there are 30.
So I think the pushback from Republicans is that they see that vote by mail, early voting, those things are going to make voting more accessible and it's going to increase the participation, and they think that they're going to suffer from that.
Many Republicans nationwide have claimed without evidence that early and mail-in voting have led to widespread fraud, but there's been less opposition in Champaign County. You can vote at any open polling site, deposit your ballot at a secure drop box, or mail it in. For a full early voting schedule with a list of polling locations, go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov. Yesterday, the Champaign County History Museum observed its 50th anniversary since its founding in 1972. Illinois Newsroom's Sydney Wood has more.
The museum celebrated its anniversary with history walks, birthday cake, and its historic popcorn wagon. T.J. Blakeman is the president of the museum board. He says the institution has a rich history that is often overlooked.
Well, obviously, we're here to tell the county's history story. But oftentimes in organizations like this, one of the things you forget is to actually celebrate and look back on your own history.
Blakeman says the anniversary reminds him to honor the members and volunteers who keep the museum alive. He says the celebration was also a fundraising event, as the museum is funded solely through donations and memberships. I'm Sydney Wood, Illinois Newsroom.
COVID-19 community levels in Champaign County and much of Illinois continue to rise. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the community level in Champaign County is now high as case numbers continue to rise. The CDC says Ford County is also at a high community level, with Douglas, Coles, DeWitt, and McLean counties in our listing area at a medium level. Statewide, eight counties are at the high community level, with another 39 at the medium level. The CDC recommends that people in an area with high community levels wear a mask on public transportation and at indoor public places. County health officials report 672 active COVID cases as of Sunday, down slightly from 1 week ago. 14 county residents are hospitalized with COVID, up from 11 last week. Still to come, we'll learn about efforts to fix the so-called family glitch in the Affordable Care Act. That story from the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs, is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's time for a look at the latest in health policy news from Side Effects Public Media's partner, Trade-Offs.
You've heard of people getting married for health insurance, but divorced? I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. Splitting up is one way Americans are trying to free themselves from an Obamacare policy known as the family glitch. It impacts 5 million people, and the Biden administration is hoping to get them some relief. Trade-Offs producer Ryan Levy talked with one couple who got stuck in the glitch. Ryan, what's their story?
So Liana Wolk and Owen Marshall live in Portland, Maine. Liana's a teacher, Owen's a musician, and they were stunned a few months after they got married in 2019 when they found out that Owen no longer qualified for any federal aid to help pay for his Obamacare health insurance premiums. As a result, his premiums jumped more than 1,000%, Dan, $40 a month to over $400.
And Ryan, why did he lose his financial help from the government?
This is how the family glitch works. You know, it goes back to 2013 when the Obama administration decided that if a worker was offered an individual health plan at work that cost less than about 10% of their annual income, no one in their family could get federal help to buy ACA coverage. And in August 2019, Liana got exactly that type of plan. So even though the family coverage cost way more than 10% of their income, this family glitch blocked Owen from getting any federal money. So Owen paid the higher premiums for a few months, but he and Liana quickly realized that the only way they could live the life they wanted together was to get a divorce.
We're just blowing through this money for no reason other than this stupid piece of paper that says we're married. It was just like so frustrating and demoralizing and dehumanizing.
We just didn't see any other options.
The day they got divorced, Dan, Owen called healthcare.gov and his premiums went back down to $40 a month.
So there are about 5 million people stuck in this glitch, Ryan, mostly women and kids. The Biden administration has proposed a rule to fix it. How would it help people like Owen and Liana?
So for people like Owen and Liana, this fix would mean that beginning in 2023, the government would look at their premium costs as a family instead of just Liana's costs. And if their premiums for family coverage were more than 10% of their income, Owen could once again get federal assistance on the Obamacare exchanges.
Sounds like a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, the White House estimates that a million people, plus or minus, could end up with cheaper coverage, and 200,000 could get covered for the first time. That's a lot of people, but obviously not everyone stuck in the glitch, and there's a few reasons for that. One, for some people, sticking with their family plan will actually still be cheaper than paying two sets of premiums, two sets of deductibles. Two, even if switching is cheaper, other folks will want to avoid the hassle of having the family split between different plans. And finally, a lot of people just may not even know this is an option.
Okay, and what happens now?
So folks have until June 6th to comment on the administration's proposal. And if it goes through, people could start seeing these savings when they sign up for coverage for 2023.
Ryan, thanks so much for your reporting.
No problem, Dan.
Why did the Obama administration push a policy that made insurance more expensive? And what's next for Owen and Liana? Check out the full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.
Find more health news from Trade-Offs, Side Effects Public Media, and WILL at IllinoisNewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll get sunny skies today with a high of 68 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Caroline Kobzanski, Harrison Malkin, Sydney Wood, and the Trade-Offs podcast. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.